We begin the daf, mesech the school daf chavzayin. We begin the daf, begin tes master, begin with the words of the Mishnah. Hasheichit, we said that if someone slaughters one by the bird, two by the animal, etc. And Behudaim, he says, now it's up until that you slaughter the jugular veins, which Tesla points out, daf kabaif, that's specifically by birds. Hoyl betzalu kulikechot, since it's totally roasted as one. That's a mukula begemara, that's what the Gemara explains later on the chafeyim at Beis. That's how the Gemara explains this idea in Daf Chav Ches, that it's specifically because you have to get the blood out. And the truth is, it says it could have Yehuda Kaimel. And actually, we hold like this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, because Amper Kama the Brachas, like it's brought in the Brachas of Chesav Abayz, he's Zo Bevridin, be careful, he told his son, with cutting the jug of the veins, Kareb Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda, which is that's one of the things he told him. So you see that that's how he passed in Lamaisa. Now, it says, but it seemed that Davka like a Tchilikom Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Rabbi Yehuda was only saying, ideally, that's what should be done. Amtsolo Dieved, Veloy Nechtuchu, Havriden. But if, let's say, it was roasted after the fact and the jugular veins were not cut beforehand, Shari, it's going to be permitted in the Mucha Begemara, like it's obvious in the Gemara later on the Chavtesim and Aleph, because the Kamar, Rapapa says, one of the question the Gemara had asked with a few different answers was, wait a second, it seems to be redundant. You say the halacha of cutting the majority once in the Reisha, once in the Seifa. So Rav Papa answers, he says, yes, Reisha b'chulun. And the Gemara had answered that, okay, the first teaching is about that you need one for chulun, one for kachim. And there's a few different interpretations. How do you know that? So he says, Reisha b'chulun mehacha, I'll tell you how you know that the first, the Reisha of Amish was told by chulun, that you have to do the majority. Because the Kamar Rav Yehuda says, Achishchad es avridin. Up until you slaughter the jugular veins. And the Rabbanon, they disagree, and they hold that you don't have to do the jugular veins. Now, if you would say that the Allah of the Reisha, which is what Rebbe is going on, is by Kadshim, that you have to do to cut the majority of the pipe. Amai pliga leha, why would Rabban disagree? Who atzma ledamu tzarech, the whole point of slaughtering Kadshim is to get the blood. So obviously you'd want to cut the jugular vein, even according to Rabbanon, to get the blood. Now, so it's v'yir b'hud b'di'evin, nami aser. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda held, and even after the fact, it's prohibited, so wait a second, dim l'ketchilim ad Rabbanon, so maybe, yeah, maybe on l'ketchil Rabbanon agree, they don't disagree. But the other pliga leha, it's only on b'di'evin that they disagree. So how do you know that the Reish is talking about by chulin? Maybe it's talking about kachim. And the Rabbanan that disagree with him are only disagreeing with the Yevah, but of course they hold you would have to do it. So like Achnira, it seems, the Pshitle, that obviously, that it was obvious, Rabbi Yehuda Kamei L'Ketchil, Rabbi Yehuda was only saying the ideal. But the Yevah, he would agree that it's going to be kachim. Now, V'hadar Kamei Tesefta, Eid says in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, the place of Oif, Yehuda disqualifies by a bird, Atshishcha, the Savesha, Besavidin, as the Gemara brings, until you slaughter the esophagus and the jugular veins. Love davka paisel b'di'evad. It doesn't mean that it's going to be disqualified even after the fact, as that terminology usually means. El klima aser just means that it's prohibited, but you're right, it doesn't really mean pasel. In the test master begin with Zigmara, chatzi echad ba'if, that Mishnah says if you do only half of a pipe by the bird and one and a half by the behemoth, the shechid is going to be pasel. So Tay says that the truth is that hu adin, the same thing is chatzi kol echad, that actually the half of each one of the simanim is also possible. So why are we picking specifically half of one? But agav reiv echad, since we said that you have to do the majority of one, nukat chatzi echad, so we pick half of one. But the truth is, even if you did half of both, it'd be problematic. Because the question really is, why does the Mishnah go back to say chatzi? In the beginning, the Mishnah already said explicitly you have to have the majority of the simanim. So obviously half is not effective. So that's the taste. Medesha namishamile. Now, In the Reisha, the Mishnah, we already learned the Davka Reiv Be'inan, that we need to have the majority. So, B'lay Nokte, so we're only picking this halacha Ela Agav, only parenthetical, because the B'lay Misni, we have to teach you Echad V'chatzi Be'behema, that even one half of the animal is going to be possible. Well, what's the Chiddush in that? Avagav David Tvei Mereb Shnayim, even though that's more than the majority of both pipes, Bein Hakoil, at the sum total, mean to say that if you do just a slightly more of each of both, which that's more, you get the majority of both, and here you're doing one and a half, even though that's more, shchit is psula. Still, the shchit is going to be disqualified because you need to have the rev of each and every one. That's the reason why we're saying this chiddush of the seifa, not for the oif, but for the case of the behema. Next test master begin with the words of the Gemara, shnayim bebehema, that when it comes to the two pipes of an animal, Lekatchila loy. So, in other words, the Gemara was asking on the word terminology of the word the Mishnah. He said hashoichid, like sounds like a little bit of the Eved. So, wait a second, that terminology on the halach of shleim behema. So, Lekatchila loy. That ideally is not working. I'd come a lishka belezel. But how much should you slaughter? It's nothing more than the entire two. But then it says Ivim Shem Vriden. What do you mean? Maybe the chiddush is that because you didn't do the juggling in also. So it says no, because I feel Rabbi Huda might be behema. Even Rabbi Huda agrees by the behema that you don't have to cut the juggling in. So no one would hold it's appropriate to lashon of the Eved. And the reason is Homanatcha Ever, since you anyways dismember it limb by limb, because it comes like the Gemara's green later on, that's what the Gemara's question is. So what else would the terminology mean? It says mass that begin with the words of the Gemara. B'su, moreover, the second question, Shia drasa b'chalad b'chulu. Where do you know all those things? Obviously, halacha mishnah b'sinai. So this also that the shechita is by the tzaver is also going to be halacha mishnah b'sinai. Now, so it says b'chalas from Gersin and all the text, the wording is ulatamich, according to your reasoning. In other words, Rav Kahana is asking on those who disagree with him, and he's saying to them that what even according to you, it's going to be difficult. So, Bekuntra Zegiya, Rashi edits, and he says that the word is Vesu, and moreover, which is that it's an added question on Rav Kahana. That, in other words, no, it's not a response. First of all, maybe the Shechita is from the ears. And number two, what are you learning out from a Pasuk? You don't know all the halachas of Shechita anyway. So, obviously, halacha of Shechita, and I hear also too. So, it says, if a kashal perushin, now it's difficult on Rashi interpretation because the Yashas Kamalah. If it's the Gemara that's saying this, Umasik, and the Gemara is coming out, that it's always Halacha Mishmei Sinai. And if you're going to ask, what do you do with the word Veshachat? So I said, the Kra Asa, and the Pasuk is coming to say, the Lola Chavi Gistra, that you shouldn't go ahead and make it into, split into two, into what's called a Gistra, and chop the spine when you're shechting. And the same thing is Vechem B'Samach. So too by the other pshat in the Gemara, because there was zavachta muki lekra that the Gemara says, oh, the pasuk is the shabi gistera that it's not to chop it into two. So if it's the Gemara who's asking the question, seemingly like according to Rashi, it's another question. So lemali trei kra lahachid. Then why would need two psukim, both veshachet and zavachta, teach the same idea? Void. Moreover, the Mefarish Rashi explains a little shabi gistera. What does it mean not to make a gistera? Shleyach tachatzavim mesamanim, not to cut the neck, the spinal column together with the zamanim. Heicha mashma meveshachad. Where do you see that in the words veshachad? Void. Moreover, I why would you think that a person would cut the spine after he slaughters the simonim? A person doesn't only do that. Why would the pasuk come to exclude that? Rather, actually, it seems like the girsa that these texts have that Tais originally brought, that's saying according to your reasoning, that's actually that Rav Kahana Kamala. Rav Kahana is responding to those who asked him. It says, oh, how do you know it's from the neck? Maybe it's from the ears. And that's what he's saying like this. Saying shechita ben atzaver nami gemara. What do you mean? Of course, he says. I know that the slaughtering from the neck. That's halacha mishmei Sinai. And therefore, not like all your questions that you're asking. B'lema ozne, b'lema chotma. It's not from the ears, not from the nostrils. That we know. And that's his response. He says, "Amakati leyadina mehecha maschel," but we still don't know by the neck where you start from. Even the ayuf kimalika, is it from the neck, from the back, like malika inside a garin b'siman, or is it from the throat, from the pipes? Ulahachi asa v'shachah. That's what v'shachah is coming to teach you. Let me just say, memakam shashach, from the place where it bends down. In other words, what gets lowered? It's the place where it speaks. That you could say sach is sort of Malcolm shesach, where it speaks, where it's by the throat, and that's what he's coming to say. That's what the limit is from Meshachat, and the kaima, and says Taisis that that's how we come out. Mr. Rav Kahana, the comment that he says minayin l'shchita shiminat saver. That's exactly what his words are coming to say. How do you know that slaughtering is from the tzavra, the hainu garin? That's what he's coming to teach you. Not the area, but it's specific in the area, from the throat, not from the neck, and not le'el, like we learned previously in the Mishnah of Yud Tesma Beis. Shekol tzavra kosher l'shchita, that we know that the whole throat is kosher l'shchita, v'chol ha'ov kosher malika, and the whole ov is kosher malika. That limud is what we're learning out. How do we know the good head that was already chopped off, that it's included. So that's where we learn that from there. That obviously that the shechita is from the neck. But it says Taisa Mashm. It sounds like what did we say? Cannot that has to be skin are the pieces, and that's what we wanted to know. The head that's off from beforehand, it's not, and therefore you would have thought it's not included in the halacha of being organized to be burnt. But then the problem is, Vatim, it's a wonder because the parak kama in the first parak, previous of Yeralf and Avram, the Gemara says that when the Gemara asks, how do you know that generally in Kol Terakula go bust a roiv? So the Gemara said, Asim Mereshah Shal Oila, we learn that from the head of the Oila. Because by the head of the Oila, the halacha is that the Rachman Amal Lentzachah, the Torah says that you could only cut the pieces into the piece that's supposed to be Lentzachah, Lentzachah, Lentzachim, and not the pieces into more pieces, so you can't dismember it anymore. Now the problem is the head, that you can't open it up and you can't see if it's a trefer or not. So obviously you have to rely on the majority that usually they're not a trefer. So it's Taisa, but wait a second, didn't we just say that the halacha of a Nitach Lentzachah, that's not even going on the head, and therefore that means that it's not part of, and that you can't make the Nesachim the future Nesachim? So in that sense, if you're somebody, you can say, yeah, but the Hada Arve, but the pasuk ultimately re-includes it because it says so the head is then back included in the term nesachim. So we see that it's included, not making the pieces into further pieces, and therefore that's how you can learn out the halacha of roiv from the head of the oil. Next says Mata begins the gemara and the comment from the fact that it says esaraish the head, meaning what do you mean? What if they include it? Because shekvar hutas that it was already chopped off. So obviously that means to say shechita is on the neck, because why else would the head be off? So it says Tosis Osahai Tana Ilamutis Navai. So this Tana is only coming when he's saying this idea. He's just coming to say that obviously you don't do shechita from the tail, like some of the Gemara's questions. But we still don't know even atzav in the earth, if it's from the throat or from the neck. Which that's what Tosis had previously explained, that was the point that they were coming to say. We know that it was that area. Question is where exactly in that area that this Tana is not coming to address.